Did you ever stop to think that maybe the bread of life, which is the Eucharist, might actually be more than the Eucharist? Maybe you and I are to become the bread of life just like Jesus. Think about all the people, relationships, and experiences that have fed, nourished, and sustained your life. Think about a time when someone else fed you, and I mean more than just supper. I'm talking about the kind of people that spend their time and their presence with us. They love us, they teach us, they care for us, and our lives are nourished by them. Sometimes it's not even what they say or do. Just by being in their presence is bread. Aren't there some people that when you spend time with them, you just feel better? Can you remember someone who offered you wisdom or guidance or listened to your life or spoke a word of hope and encouragement that nourished your life? They were bread for you. Or maybe there was someone who helped you discover meaning or purpose in your life. Maybe it was someone who said, "I forgive you." Maybe someone who believed in you when you weren't so sure about yourself. Our lives are fed by others in thousands of ways. Throughout the gospel, we see Jesus feeding and nourishing through his love, his teaching, forgiveness, and mercy. This is the bread that feeds the soul. Those qualities are not unique to Jesus. They can be ours as well. We eat that bread of life and we become it. Ask yourself today, when have you been bread for someone else's life? When have you fed, nourished, or sustained them? This is Deacon Paul Kotlowski from St. Joseph's Parish in Strongsville.